Most people want to lose weight fast at some point in their lives, but healthy weight loss isn't just about a diet or a program. It's an ongoing lifestyle that includes long-term changes in eating and exercise habits. We're going to learn about it today with Dr. Ali Dadzadeh, a board-certified internist at Pioneers Memorial Hospital. This is Pioneers Memorial Health Talk, the podcast from Pioneers Memorial Hospital. I'm Prakash Chandran. So Dr. Dadzadeh, you know, so many people struggle with their weight, and I'm curious as to why you think it's such a pervasive issue.
Number one, we're dealing with one of the number one pandemics that's happening in the United States. And by the way, thank you so much for having me on your show. This is, unfortunately, since the 1960s, 1970s, when the people's way of eating changed completely. There was a time where all of a sudden fat became the devil. And at that point, you know, everyone was on low-fat diet and the attention completely went away from carbohydrates. And so ultimately we changed the way we ate. And since then, obesity has significantly increased, and along with it, all the comorbidities. And so this is one of the major issues that we're going to have to now re-educate the population about. What is healthy, and what is the right way to eat? Does it have to be something that's difficult to do? And reality is that's not the case. Anyone can lose weight, but they have to be honest with kind of what's going on internally within them and what are their likes and dislikes.
Yeah, so I'm curious as to your opinion as a physician. What is the most ideal way to promote healthy weight loss?
First of all, be honest with yourself. If you love carbohydrates, well, don't go on a ketogenic diet, because you're going to fail. What everyone should realize is that really there is not one diet that's better than another. All the diets work. Most important question that you should ask yourself is, well, which one can I stick to? And if you can do that, then you'll lose weight. And don't think short term. One of the biggest issues is people think of, well, I want to lose weight in the next 6 months. Well, if you pick a diet that only works for 6 months, after 6 months, you're going to gain all the way back. What you got to do is change your attitude and start looking at the next 6 years. Whatever diet you want to pick, pick something that fits your life and you can last for 6 years. And don't try to change your world all in one stop. You know, start doing things maybe 1 or 2 days a week. For example, say to yourself, you know what? I want to be a vegan, but I've been eating meat all my life. Well, I'm going to do Mondays and Wednesdays. I'm going to be all vegan. Start with 2 days a week and then see how you feel. Maybe you feel great with that. And then you say, well, now instead of 2 days a week, I'm going to do 3 days a week. And then eventually 6 days a week. So don't try to change your entire life in one shot, because then you have much more higher chances of failing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the most important things that you said there is about consistency. You know, it's not this short sprint of time, but this is really a lifestyle that you're going to adapt. And so many of these fad diets that come and go, they're very extreme. And it's so hard, especially for me, I've tried a lot of these. It's really so hard to really maintain. So really picking something that works for you is so incredibly important. And you kind of touched upon this already, but I'm just curious as to why it's important to maintain a healthy weight throughout one's life and to be consistent with this diet.
So there is a lot of comorbidities that are caused by obesity. We talk about diabetes, high cholesterol. There are actually at least 6 cancers that are associated with obesity. Heart disease, number one cause of death in the United States. So there is a lot of comorbidities that come along with obesity, along with not being functional as you go through life. So in reality, now that we're all living longer, we want to live in a life where we have less comorbidities and we're more functional. So this is why it's so important to reduce your weight, so you can avoid those comorbidities and to be more functional as you're going through life. And that's one of my biggest pet peeves for a lot of patients.
You know, in talking about some of these comorbidities, there's going to be people listening to this that already have diabetes or high cholesterol. What advice might you give them when they're wanting to start their journey to lose weight?
Well, first of all, you know, when you talk about diabetes or high blood pressure, some of the patients, and it's a good percentage of patients, that can actually cure. I'm not talking about controlling. I'm talking about curing their diabetes or high blood pressure or their high cholesterol with just changing their diet and losing weight. This is why it's so important. And of course, I wouldn't recommend for anyone just to kind of go ahead and get started. If you have diabetes, don't just go out there and start a diet, because depending on what medications you're on and what other things are going on with you, you may need a special type of diet. That's why I always recommend that all patients, before starting a change in life or a new diet plan, make sure you talk to your physician. Make sure that they agree with what you're doing. Make sure that if you're on medications, those medications are being modified. For example, if you are a diabetic and you're on insulin, then if you go on ketogenic diet, all of a sudden your requirement for insulin drastically is decreased, which means if you keep the same dosage of insulin, you're going to start having lots of problems like low blood sugars, and that could be very dangerous. So in reality is we can cure a lot of these comorbidities with weight loss, exercise, and nutrition. And I like to use the word nutrition instead of diet, because that's really what it is. It's the way we're going to be eating from now for the next 20 years. And that's how you pick your diets, how you pick your nutritional changes as you go forward.
And, you know, talking about nutrition in the way that you have been, is there any sort of template or framework that you give your patients to follow when they're getting started on this journey?
So the templates that I give to my patients, number one, before they walk in, I ask them, hey, what are the things that you really enjoy the most? Are you a big meat eater? They say yes, then I'm not going to give them vegetarian diet as my first option, because that's not going to work for them. If they say carbs are the biggest thing in their life, I'm not going to put them on ketogenic diet. So number one is a little questionnaire to find out what do they really, really care about in their day-to-day life. Number two is we want to look at, do they have any comorbidities, diabetes, hypertension, heart disease? If they have those things, those comorbidities, then that affects what advice I give them at that point. So next is I look at their medications, if there are any medications, because that affects, again, you know, what kind of diet I will put them on. Once I have all that information, then I pick something that works for them. And this is the key thing. That's what everyone needs to do, is pick a diet that works for them. Don't look for what works best, because as I mentioned in the beginning of our talk, all diets work relatively the same. It's important to find one that you can stick to for at least 10 years. If you can find one that you think you can stick to for 10 years, I guarantee you, you will lose weight and you'll be much healthier at the end of it.
Yeah, it's great advice. I want to hear your thoughts around losing weight as you age. You know, as we get older, our metabolisms slow down. And especially as we get over the age of 50, it seems like a real struggle to lose weight. So what advice might you give these people?
Well, first things is, one of the reasons that as we get older, our metabolism goes down is because we become less active. So my recommendation is forget how old you are and start becoming more active. And by that, I mean exercise regularly. American Sports Medicine Foundation actually recommends a minimum of 150 minutes of moderate cardiovascular exercise per week. Now, I say that's the minimum. You should do more than that. So I recommend 150 minutes to 300 minutes per week. And it could be as simple as fast walking. Now, on top of the exercise, follow a healthy eating plan. Again, I'm not using the word diet. I'm just saying this is your new nutritional plan. This is your new eating plan. And some of the easy advices I can give you just right now, if I could give you four things. One, avoid processed foods. So anything that's processed, had to go through a machine to get to you, avoid them as best as you can. And I'm not saying avoid them 100% of the time, but try to avoid them 5 days a week. Avoid refined sugar. Anything that has sugar in it, and you got to be careful, because almost everything we buy sometimes has processed sugar in it. Even things like ketchup, the salad dressings, you know. So everything you buy, you look in the back and look to see if it has any sugar in it. If it has more than 5 to 6 grams of sugar per serving, then maybe that's not something that you want to use. And fasting, that's one of the number three. My third advice to you is everyone should fast. And I'm not saying fast 3 days, but fast 14 to 16 hours and eat 8 to 10 hours. Whenever we fast, the body goes through a process where it actually cleans itself up. And this is called autophagy. And autophagy is a very important process where you get rid of the old cells and you replace them with the brand new ones. And this happens only when we don't eat. So if you're eating all the time, your body's not going through this process. And also your stomach feels much better when you fasted for about 14 to 16 hours. The minimum I would say eventually is 16 hours of fasting, but you can start at 14 and then kind of slowly progress. And then my last advice is avoid fast foods. Really, fast foods have so much salt, so much fat, so much carbs, and they're almost empty calories. I would say this is one thing that you need to completely avoid. So those are my four advices for healthy eating plans. No processed foods, no refined sugars. Try starting to do intermittent fasting and avoid fast foods. And then monitor your weight weekly. Don't do it every day. If you do it every day, you become almost like obsessed with it. Do it once a week, once every 2 weeks. Because when your health plan is a good plan, you're not going to lose weight 10 pounds in 1 week. You're going to start losing weight 1 to 2 pounds a week. That's the program we're looking for. We're looking for a program where you're not killing yourself, but you're starting to see a difference as time goes by day. And then be consistent. Not 6 months, but think 6 years. That's kind of the major thing. And don't forget to talk to your doctor before you start this program to make sure that you don't have any other issues that needs to be fixed or monitored while you're on this new nutritional plan. Those are really my advice to people that are over 50 or even under 50 before they start a plan like this or start eating healthier in their life.
Well, Dr. Zadeh, I truly appreciate your time today. This has been extremely informative. That's Dr. Alidad Zadeh, a board-certified internist at Pioneers Memorial Hospital. Thanks for checking out this episode of Pioneers Memorial Health Talk. Head to pmhd.org to get connected with the provider. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and be sure to check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. Thanks, and we'll talk next time.